From Illinois Soul, this is Dialogue. I'm Kennedy Vincent. Dialogue is an exchange about culture, straight from the soul. You can catch us on Saturday mornings at 11 and Tuesdays at 7 p.m. on Illinois Soul.
You unlock this door with the key of imagination. Beyond it is another dimension, a dimension of personnel experience, a dimension of sociology, a dimension of the mind. You're moving into a land of both radio waves and conversation, of intersectionality and ideas. You've just crossed over into the dialogue zone.
Well, the nerddom is, I think it's just this passion for a medium outside of something that exists in your own life. You know, it's a passion for something that can envelop you and take you to a place that is fantastical, you know, a place that you can celebrate the magic of a world that maybe didn't exist. You know, like there's so much in reality that brings us down as a people. But in these worlds, we can see these beautiful, rich Black characters. Like that's really cool.
On today's dialogue, we're taking a journey into our own dimension to explore the intersection of being Black and being a nerd. This may be the first time you've ever heard of a Black nerd, or as the community calls themselves, blurds. We speak with three different self-described blurds to get a glimpse of what this culture looks like, the barriers they may face in a white-dominated space, and the power of dreaming about a world beyond our own.
Black culture in the nerd scene, back when I first started, it was very small. There weren't many of us.
That's Terrence Henderson, a fashion designer based out of Ohio. Outside of his career, designing dresses for brides and outfits for drag queens, he does cosplay. Cosplay is the practice of dressing up as a character from any media and embodying said character's mannerisms and personality. He works under the name Black Bard.
There weren't a lot of us participating in a sense of cosplay. There weren't a lot of characters. I mean, that's when it first started. It was, let me find the Black character. And I would see people on the boards when I was first starting. Like, oh, I'm plus size, or oh, I'm mixed, or oh, I'm Black. What character should I cosplay as? Can you give me any tips? And it would be, you know, rows and rows of the same two or three characters based on that rubric. And I always would say, that shouldn't matter. These characters, for the most part, are not real. So when I first started, I was doing, you know, your legacy Black character, Storm, Barrett. But then I started to realize like, oh, and it takes a while. You start to realize like, oh, I can be whoever I want to be. So, and now that I go to these cons, I cosplay very rarely now because the stuff I wear is so heavy. Like, I'm not walking around in that for too long. I'm in that RuPaul camp where if I'm gonna dress up, you're gonna have to pay me. but, you know, now that I go, you look at like the media now, there's more representation in the media. There's more characters, Castlevania and Dragon Prince and The Last of Us. Like, there's so many more characters now, and it's absolutely beautiful. But now you go and you see all shapes, all sizes, all colors participating in this, and it's beautiful. And one of my favorite memories of I was in Atlanta as Rama and just happened to be on the street of Dragon Con, and a Black family walked by and their son, who had to be maybe like 3 or 4, looked at me. There was this moment of like, wow, you're really cool, but also I'm safe. Like it was like this moment of, I could see in his eyes of like wonder and like, oh wow. I've never seen anyone look like this and also look like this. And they took pictures with me, and they, one, didn't know who I was. Two, didn't know what was going on. I think they were just going down to the restaurant to get something to eat. It was magical.
There's a large subculture in America surrounding nerdy media and geek activity. Things like comic books, anime, and fantasy book franchises have a large following off of the page. Comic conventions, that is. Events held around popular media where people can cosplay, buy merch, or meet actors, authors, other fans, and artists, bring in millions of dollars every year for the US economy. Terrence takes us into his world through fashion. While blending fashion and the nerd community seamlessly, his words speak volume through fabric and clothing.
As a fashion designer and a drag designer, 90% of what I'd make is for other people. And I think there's a magic to when someone puts on a garment that you've made, people don't realize, like, clothing and fashion, I like to think about it as the conversation that we're having with the world. My job as a designer is that I'm giving you and making tools and magical parts to use in the way you want to create the spellcraft in your world. My job is to create the pieces for you to incorporate into the conversation that you want to have in the world. Clothing is so important. So when I put on a cosplay, at the end of the day, a cosplay is never finished. Just like with fashion, just like with art, there's just a point where you just have to let it go. So when you spend all this time, and for cosplay, it could be months, it could be hours and hours of you alone with this work, weaving the magic of your body and mind into it. And when you put it on, there's always this point, I always get very quiet. It's really weird. If I have any makeup or anything, I get very quiet and I put on the music of the anime, the video game, or the movie that I'm cosplaying from. And I put it on and I'm getting ready. And it's almost this like a ritual of me getting into the spirit of what I'm doing. And if it's Storm, I'm putting on the X-Men music. And it's that magic of, like, you get in the elevator and the elevator doors open and people look at you and gasp. And that, to me, like, that's a drug. Like, y'all can't, it feels like almost being Beyonce. And I know, like, it's very low for being Beyonce, because Beyonce is Beyonce, but it's that moment of people seeing your work. And that's what's so crazy, is that when people and other cosplayers who are wearing amazing pieces come up to you and they're like, oh, your work is so dope. And you're like, your work is so dope, let's talk. Like, that moment is magical. And then going into judging and them talking about it, and then like your heart racing, and then being done with judging and you're over, and then you have to wait, and then they call your name, and it's so addictive and it's so beautiful and it's so cool. But that's really what it's about. It's this moment when you go out there in cosplay, just like with drag. I think everyone should do both. I think everyone should try drag at least once, or just like highly like crazy makeup, and cosplay at least once, and go to a con and twirl around it, because it gives you, there's a confidence it builds. If I can walk into a room as Rama with being 9 feet tall and a lilac ball gown, I can walk into a room with just my hoodie on. Like, it changes the way you move through the universe. It's so cool.
Being a part of the nerd community can bring so much happiness and fun to those who enjoy it. Yet, we don't need to be in the twilight zone for people to face hardship when it comes to the things that they love.
Especially being a Black queer man and a blurred, like, that's something that just walking through certain rooms, walking to certain rooms, can be very tricky. And that's why when I see another Black cosplayer, or I see another queer cosplayer, I always big them up. I always salute them and give them props, because people don't realize the amount of confidence, the amount of power it takes to put on that. And you don't know what boundaries they're pushing through. When you look at a cosplayer's eyes, or you look at a blurred's eyes, who's just wearing, it could be everything from a big mech suit to a little piece of like Attack on Titan jacket. You don't know what they fought to get there. You don't know, like, does their family support their nerddom? In the blurred culture, there's something that we don't talk about very often, is the fact that our families and our cousins and our friends sometimes don't support that drive. Sometimes don't support that life of going to conventions or dressing up, and it becomes very tricky. So you don't know what they fought to get there. Now, luckily for me, my whole family were nerds. Like, we used to nerd out and we watched the new Marvels. We'd play video games. My mom and I and my little sister, we played Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time together. Like, we would wake up and I would be in the controller and my sister would be sitting beside me and my mom would have the guidebook, and we played Ocarina of Time together. Like, that to me is like, that's beautiful Black family, like, realness, but not everyone has that. So when you see another Black cosplayer, you see another queer cosplayer, give them a big up, give them a smile and say, sis, you're killing it, bro, you're killing it, because that's what it takes. And there's nothing like a compliment and I see you. It's how I built some of the best friendships with other cosplayers and other blurreds to this day.
Like Terrence, Nikki Keating also grew up in a blurred household.
Yeah, no, I mean, my family is super nerdy. You know, growing up, you know, we were watching Star Wars, not just Star Wars, the Clone Wars. We were watching the 2008 mini clips that came out, like, that were like weird and not, they're not weird. They're actually really good and I recommend people watch them. But our parents, you know, bought a lot of things to fuel. We have a lot of replicas of Star Wars ships and you know, other things like that. And then as I grew up, like my dad, you know, there's something called BlurredCon in DC. My dad would take us and you know, that would be really fun. And my sister and I, we'd buy tickets to go see openings of animes in the theater and spend too much money on it. And so I think that if I ever had a nerdy interest, not only would the people around me encourage me to pursue it, they would spend money and their time immersing themselves with me. So I had a great friend group and a great family that really encouraged all my interests, whether it be nerd or just, you know, anything